You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
All of us are feeling for the Yindamee community at this very time, and also feeling sad for the loss of another brother through police violence.
Yeah, he was shot on the weekend, and reports on the ABC yesterday were that he was shot on a Saturday, but then the family were not notified until 10 hours later about the circumstances.
It's quite appalling, considering that in regards to Northern Territory, they only recently signed off on what we call a custody notification service, where they ring and contact the Aboriginal Legal Service to notify of any arrest, and that didn't happen either. And for the family not to be told, you know, for 10 hours, I think is, again, there's a lot of questions that need to be asked, and that there should be an independent investigation into the whole incident, and that we shouldn't have police investigating police.
Yeah, because, well, we hear from a report that I saw earlier this morning that the police officer, police officers had some treatment undertaken, and Natsol is asking whether the young victim was afforded equal treatment as the police and medical staff who say they had they were injured in the process.
Well, absolutely, and that's the report that we've also have received from community. Was the community are very, very concerned about police officers and I understand might be medical staff who were afforded medical treatment, and they were really concerned that the same wasn't offered.
Yes.
To the victim. So we don't know, why the same level, considering that he was shot. You would think that there would have been serious injuries that would have called for immediate medical attention. And we need to find out from police why that was not afforded.
Yeah, because there's talks that the police were acting in self-defense, and this is very often the case when there's a police shooting. The first reaction we hear from reports is very often they're acting in self-defense, but this has to be tested and properly investigated to find out what exactly are the circumstances in which this young man was killed.
Well, when you think about that he was being arrested in regards to a breach of parole matter, and, which in the context is not a matter where you think it's of a very, very serious nature in regards to, an offending, another offence being committed. He was actually being followed up by police. On that day in the community, we understood that there was also sorry business going on, and cultural protocols alone should have been respected and followed by police, because there are cultural obligations that we must fulfil through sorry business. And, maybe this wouldn't have happened if the police had chosen maybe to follow that incident on another day.
Yeah, because this parole thing where people have to report at given times, if someone is going through sorry business, there could be some leeway and understanding that it could be maybe a few minutes late or something like that. But losing one's life for just a few minutes in reporting could be really a very, very, very high price to pay.
I think so. And so, there's a lot of answers that need to be a lot of questions that need to be answered by this investigation. You know, this is our second shooting of an Aboriginal person within a couple of months. And, we've got to now really come back and really stand strong as community people all around Australia to say that this is not tolerated and that we need some answers.
Yeah.
And we need governments to actually step up.
Community has spoken out. Community elders were not allowed access to the victim. And custody notification regulations were not even followed. There are a lot of gaps in this story.
There are a lot of gaps and a lot of questions that need to be responded to. And we need transparency, and we need independence in regards to this investigation. and that's something that we will continue to push for.
Yeah. And lastly, finally, because we are talking here away from a distance away from where the victim and the family are you in contact with the family, and how are they going, how are they doing?
We have been speaking to the family through NAPTALS, and we've been very sensitive to their needs, and they're very much in support of us being able to share their concerns with everybody at a national level. We pay our sincere respects. We're obviously going through a very hard time. You know, what ended up with one lot of sorry business has ended up now in two. And there, again, these are very serious issues. And we need to ensure that there's accountability so that there's no more killing occurring through police violence in the future.
Yeah, this happens also in the sidelines of another senseless death a few days ago in New South Wales, with a young man taking his life. This is a typical case of death in custody. And this one is also a case where the basic protocols that were not even followed, with the proper regulatory mandated people not allowed access, locked up. This is just unbelievable at this time.
Yeah. Well, it is, and I think each incident needs to be reviewed in line with the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, to see whether police have actually made any changes in line with the Royal Commission recommendations, and whether they're following their processes and procedures in line. But I think the biggest thing for me, and one of the lasting comments I want to leave, is that we have Aboriginal community constables and employed by police. They were employed so they could be the go-between between police and community. And we need to ask the question as to, you know, why was the Aboriginal community constable also locked out by police?
Well, they locked them up. It's just...
they locked him out as well, that person out from the police station as well. So these are some of the questions. You know, they're having Aboriginal community constables employed. The police would have benefited utilising their skills and knowledge and connection with community, and that we maybe would have had a very different outcome had they did that.
Is there anything we haven't said in this conversation that you'd like to point out?
No, I think we've covered everything. Yeah. Again, you know, our heart goes out to the community. And again, you know, just keep re-stressing the point that, you know, police need to be accountable for their actions and for the way that they treat people. As well, and that, you know, police would always come out to say straight away that, you know, that this is an act of self-defence. But again, shooting somebody for such a minor incident, a minor matter, really raises some questions.
Yeah,
where the family are having independent autopsy as well, and they're looking for the death, and also we need to make sure there's independent investigation, and that. You know, Northern Territory Police should not be investigating their own officers.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.